Lockheed Martin's Fort Worth factory has been on a hiring binge over the last few years. The aerospace giant held a hiring fair today to add up to 400 new workers. They'll build the F-35, Lockheed's next-generation stealth fighter jet. KEI's Christopher Connolly stopped by.
Despite the blustery weather, people started lining up in the wee hours of the morning outside the Sheraton Hotel in downtown Fort Worth. By 6:45, the parade of aspiring plane builders was four blocks long. And that was just the people who hadn't registered. More than 1,000 applied ahead of time.
If you want to just head right that way towards the door and have a copy of your resume out ready for them to look at it. Thank you.
Inside a hotel conference room, a couple dozen staffers spent the day interviewing droves of applicants, offering the best candidates a letter of intent and putting them on track for a job building the brand new fighter jets. Isaiah Williams of Fort Worth got one of those letters, and he's stoked.
If you are inspired by engineering or mechanics or electronics, this aviation is just, it's always going to twist your head up, you know?
Williams learned to be an aircraft mechanic in the Air Force in the 90s, and he's worked in aerospace for years. He says he's been waiting for the right moment to apply to Lockheed.
Finally, I got in the door.
Lockheed Martin already has the third biggest workforce in Fort Worth, more than 15,000 people who mostly work on the F-35 program. This is the fifth hiring fair in a year as production ramps up. Kenneth Ross is a company spokesman.
Last year we built 66. This year we're on track to build 91. Next year we'll be in the 120s range, and we're going to keep going up. And with that, we're building out the production line in Fort Worth.
The list price on these jets starts around $95 million. The people Lockheed is hiring now, machinists, assemblers, and mechanics, they'll earn between $40,000 and $55,000 a year. Lockheed is also hiring folks they call low observable material coders. That's someone who puts a special stealth coating on the fighter jet so it doesn't show up on radar.
It is what shapes what the electronic signature or radar signature is that aircraft is going to be subject to.
Basically, if the stealth coating isn't done just right, the jet won't be very stealth. Brie Baylor of Fort Worth says she learned to be a perfectionist in the 10 years she spent assembling airplanes for Triumph Aerostructures in Grapevine.
I used to work on C-17s, G-5s, B-22s, 747, and 767.
Baylor left Triumph to go to school and had a baby who's now 2 months old.
Right now I'm unemployed, so I'm a stay-at-home mom, so having a job would be, I don't have to depend on anybody for anything. I can be able to do things for myself.
Asked what she'll do to celebrate, Baylor says she plans to take a nap. With a new baby, she says, sleep is better than champagne. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.